Chad Reed, we'll keep this short. The good part of your day, the starts. Starts were there. I guess that's a good part.
Yeah, that was good. I mean, and especially because we've been changing a lot of clutch parts and things like that for the Nationals. So, yeah, it's nice to get two whole shots. Well, actually, I can't claim the whole shots, but two good starts. Yeah. And, yeah,
just... Did you go off the track on the first moto?
First moto, I jumped off the side of the table. Okay. I don't know. I felt like I kind of hit it normal and totally was, like offline and jacked it up. So that was a bummer. But, second one, I didn't make any mistakes and still went backwards. Yeah. So,
pretty frustrating for a guy like you, I imagine.
Yeah, tough day. Just couldn't get comfortable, honestly. Just, I don't know, scratching my head a little bit. I'm fighting. I don't know if I'm just way off or we're just struggling with the bike settings. And, we'll try some things this week and see if... And to be truthful, I'm struggling with the same things I fought last year. So I don't know. I don't know if I need to change up something that's just going to kind of click. But, at this point, it was a tough day.
You've been doing this for 100 years. So, I would ask you, how was your preseason prep compared to the years when you'd come out here and win? You know what I mean? I guess that's kind of the question I would have.
Yeah, I mean, if you rewind, I mean...
Are you doing the same amount of motos, the same training?
I mean, 11, 11 I was in contention for the title in Supercross.
Yep.
And I literally never rode an outdoor track until after Vegas.
Okay. 3-3 or 2-2 or something?
No, I went 2-1 for the overall.
Exactly.
You knew that, right? But
I knew you were really good. You, RV, and Dunge went at it.
That day, RV was sick that day, and me and Dunge... won pretty easy, but that year I didn't do any testing, no riding, wasn't even sure what we were gonna kind of like, whether I was gonna be on my PC 2-2 bike or factory bike. Was able to get the factory bike and did the normal testing and whatnot, but no real motos. Like my first 30 minute moto was here, and it was fine. I went second and then won the second one pretty comfortable, and then you think that today, I've done a bunch of 30s. The prep's been good. My testing's gone well. But just, some of the things I'm feeling, I feel at home. But I'm only feeling them in, one or two sections.
Yeah.
So then you kind of just blow them off, And it's like... But then when you hear and it's like the whole track's like that section, for me... I'm just fighting it. The second moto, I had an awesome start, and I just literally just... I couldn't go the pace. I couldn't get comfortable. And like I said, I just you got to look in the mirror and you ask yourself, is it me or is it the bike? And for whatever reason, it's consistent with last year. So at this point, I'm tough to change. so we'll throw some things at the bike and see what we can achieve this week.
Well, there's nothing like testing a motorcycle on a racetrack 230s. You know what I mean? No matter what you're doing at home, no matter who you're riding with, I see it all the time when I was a mechanic. So maybe you need to rent out Glen Helen on a Monday and just start riding, or I don't know.
Yeah, and I think this track's pretty unique in how it gets rough. Track was rough today. It was it was deep in practice, and with that rain on I think Thursday and then a lot of water last night and today, it kept the track brutal. And I think look at the separation. Eli owned it today. And though I was unbelievably horrible, it wasn't like everybody else but one guy was good.
A minute 21 on Anderson in third.
It's crazy. And
first moto,
I think he had over a minute on Dunge in the second moto. So Field's got a lot of work to do, but I got a lot more work to do than some.
Right. All right, well, hey, thanks. Let's focus positive. Good starts today.
Good starts. But we'll see what we can do this week. All right.